You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey everybody, it's Eastside Dave here, Davey Mack from the Davey Mack Sports Program. Come to the Davey Mack Movie-Thon. It's a night of booze and Davey Mack videos featuring Pepper, Sean O, Roy Schaefer of the Davey Mack Sports Program. It's this Tuesday, June 18th at The Stand in New York City. Get your tickets at thestandnyc.com. See you then. Play it, Roy!
All right, check it out. I'm very excited. Me, Luis J. Gomez, Kelly Festuca, the YKWD crew, or at least some of us, are going to be heading down to Foxwoods Casino, June 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's one show, and Saturday, two shows. Late show is a nasty show. We're going to have a couple special guests on there, so make sure you get your tickets now. Go to my website, robertkellylive.com. That's a Puerto Rican driving by my house, if you were wondering. That's not my music. I don't know why you got to listen to music that fucking loud in your car at 3 in the afternoon. Jesus Christ. Ah, papi. That's why they can't hear. Huh? What'd you say? Anyways, I just made that up. Puerto Rican people can hear. They're so fucking racist. So anyways, go to robertkellylive.com for tickets. And then don't forget, I am going to be killing it up in Just for Laughs. I'm bringing the podcast up to Just for Laughs. If you're in Canada, if you're going to Montreal, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, you better get your tickets right now to all my shows. Spread the word. Whoever the fuck's up there, fan-wise, I want you to spread the word. I want you to get people out there. Spread it on Twitter. Share it. Tweet it. Facebook it. Vine it. Instagram it. Buy my tickets now. I'm doing two-hour shows. I'm doing the nasty show all week. And I'm also doing the podcast up there. So buy the tickets to my hour show, Cry Like a Man, up in Montreal. And then buy the tickets to the YKWD show. Okay? I'm going to have Colin Quinn on, Big J. It's going to be an awesome show. I'm going to have Nick Turner on the podcast. So go to Just for Laughs website and buy your tickets today. If you live in America and you live up by Canada, up Montreal, get over there. It's a very short trip. Get your tickets. Go up there. It's going to be a blast. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do is the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. So, and I just signed on to do Toronto. I'm excited about that too. So make sure you get your tickets. JustForLaughs.com and Comics Foxwoods. And now I'm fucking just rambling until I find my way back to GarageBand. You cocksuckers. RobertKellyLive.com. For all my dates and info, make sure you go there. Tweet it. Spread it. Make me famous. No, I'm kidding. Just fucking buy some tickets. Spread the word. Dude, you go to my website, dude, and then there's, boom, tickets, Facebook.
All right, so here you go. Intro for what? I don't care. I don't care if I have the baby noise in the background, but I do care. You talking?
Shut your face.
No fucking talking. I'm doing.
Watch your language with the kid.
Oh, fuck! I'm gonna tell him how much his mother should shut her fucking face.
Watch.
Shh. All right. Can you stop? Be quiet. How's that? Is that better? So this show. Get away from me. Well, my wife was having a baby. We were having our baby, so I didn't show up. So the intro to this show is, I don't know what the fuck happened. Kelly put together the show. She ran the board. I taught her how to do everything. Her and Rotem, she picked the people, and it was her show. And she ran it. So it's called Club Tit. I don't even know why that's the name. So it's all a surprise to me. So it's going to be a surprise to you. I hope you enjoy it. Club Tit. Just know I wasn't there. And I don't want to hear, oh, I wish you weren't there every week. I don't give a shit. I don't want to hear your fucking yappy quips. I was just kidding. Good for you. All right, I haven't slept in 2 weeks since I had this baby. I'm on edge. I just want nice, happy thoughts. But other than that, enjoy yourself. Oh, God, he's crying. The cops are here. What's going on?
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Are you really recording this?
Yeah, I am, but
what
I'm just testing.
What a fucking lackluster beginning.
It hasn't started yet because I'm testing your microphones. I'm watching
your
levels.
Why are you all
Tell me when
up.
We've started. I have two things to say.
Because I'm here.
And then you can turn my microphone off. I'm done with the podcast.
Jesus Christ. All right, we're starting.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's start now, Lewis. Now, Lewis, you
shut
have
up.
To be on your best behavior
fuck
today.
You. I don't like the fact that Kelly's hosting this show.
You can host it.
I don't want to host it.
Well, then what do you want?
You not to be hosting it.
This will only work if you work with me, Lewis. We're a family now.
See, already, fine. You got a host. Yeah, I want to see
Bobby's
you
Bobby's not here. He had a baby. He needs his, like, you know, his kids to rally together, keep a show going. While his wife gets back from the hospital 20 minutes ago.
Listen.
And we work together and help.
Listen.
Yeah, corporate.
We, first off, this is the one episode you don't want to pick the fight because
oh, no.
Big Brother is not there to defend
Can you.
Can
you be my friend?
And I will roll you. I have been
be my
waiting
friend today.
To roll you.
Please don't.
But we shit on you enough that this is her one moment to host the podcast. Really? I don't know. It's going to be awful. All right, fine.
It's only going to work if you work with me.
All right, fine.
You have to work with me.
Steer the ship, Kelly.
Can I ask why everybody has tea cozies on their headphones except what are these little...
It's for like...
Because you're Americans. It's for people that believe in freedom. They're called freedom cushions.
You're getting ear cancer right now.
Okay. So that was Nick Cody. You guys remember him. He was
Stunt
on a few.
Man face.
You want me to drive this car right off this cliff? I can drive a car right off a cliff. I'll go into a death roll.
I was doing your voice.
You started with my voice.
That's because I usually go high octave.
Old lopsided.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Nick Cody. What do you want me to do? I'll fight a gator, then drive a car right off a cliff. I like everything. I live for danger.
Oh boy.
He does have the beautiful Australian pitch up at the end.
Yeah, she taught me that.
Yeah.
No,
it's good.
I've had sex with three HIV positive women and not a trace. Because I'm a stuntman and I like danger.
And that's Dan Soda.
Hello.
Dan. And then we've got Lewis. You're one of my favorite people in the world, Lewis. I don't know why you don't love me back.
No, I love you back, Kelly. I've been seeing you too much lately, and I've realized what Dan's problem is. You don't have a real conversation. You kind of just say what people want to hear. Come on, Kelly.
What?
You need a backbone.
That is wrong.
Keep on introducing the fucking show.
I appreciate your feedback.
You appreciate anything to do with feeding.
I haven't.
Give me that one.
That's a good one.
I'll give you that one.
All right. And then we've got back by popular demand. No demand at all. Michael Che.
Yeah, why do you have to dig at me? I was the only one quiet.
And actually, there is demand for Michael Che. Because
where?
On Facebook, someone was like, bring Che back on
oh,
one
really?
Of the pictures.
Really?
One person?
Yeah.
Yay.
I deleted it. But I do have administration capabilities on Facebook, so that one went.
Welcome, Che. I'm sorry Bobby's not here to be with you today.
Can I curse on this?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
We talk about everything here.
I don't know.
We say the N-word when there's not black people here.
And comfortably.
I gotta start listening.
Really stick that ER.
You really, really land that ER, didn't you?
I land thick. I call it a Clooney. I land nice and thick on that ER.
Like Denzel in Flight.
Oh, it's better to watch Kelly try to mess with the sound, too.
Huh?
You look like the worst techno DJ, right?
No, I'm the worst.
You kind of mentioned it, but why isn't Bobby here?
So Bobby's not here because he had a baby.
Bobby had a baby. Bobby had a baby. Bobby had a baby. Bobby had a baby.
Not Bobby. Not Bobby, but Don.
No. He had the baby.
But me and Dan went and saw the baby on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's the baby?
Fucking adorable.
Oh,
really?
God damn it.
I hate newborns.
Yeah.
That baby is really adorable.
Cuter than James?
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
I'm so glad he asked you, Dan, because I would have said the same thing.
What?
Listen, he was adorable.
James has got a great personality.
Yeah, man.
But, I'm going to smash my kid's face into Bobby Kelly's kid's face.
Why?
Your,
we're
going to have a face off. Have a great career in radio.
Him and those big eyes.
I'm watching you. Hi, I'm James Gomez, and I'm watching you.
You seem so surprised, though, when you said his baby is adorable.
Because my baby,
his baby, his baby's adorable.
Yeah. I seem surprised when he said his baby was cuter than mine, because my baby is, I mean, I don't see cuter babies at all.
Okay.
Well, I did, and it's called Bobby's baby.
Yeah. He had like a mohawk, and his hair was like brown, blondie. It was adorable.
Kid,
I couldn't handle him.
Was born with a mohawk.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
A fucking mohawk, Lewis. You can't compete with that.
That's true.
Yeah, Lewis's baby was born with a criminal record. It absorbed some of the assaults that his dad got out of.
My kid was born with a red tail.
He's like, hey, do you guys want to go steal stuff from Circle K? What, baby?
My kid was born with a red tail and a teardrop tattoo.
Oh, boy, but it was good. He was cute. He's really cute. I'm sorry, Lewis.
No, it's fine. I don't actually believe you that it's cuter than my kid. It's fine.
Can I just say right now?
What?
That was my first non-corporate statement I've ever said.
I'm very proud of you,
Thank
man.
Thank you. I'm working through it in therapy. It actually did get brought up today.
Oh, really?
Why does it sound like I'm not talking into my mic and other people? Is it the AC that List would probably bitch about if he was here?
Yeah. Well, you're coming through on the...
Coming through that?
You're coming through loud and clear. I had to turn you guys down a little bit because you guys were really
Nick,
loud.
Look at this fucking picture of my kid.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, why do you have him on a table next to a guacamole spread?
Because I was having brunch and I had to watch him at the same time.
Oh, there you go.
So what am I going to do?
Answer my question.
Let me see. Right, I saw Jim Jefferies. I just featured for Jim Jefferies on his tour in Australia. His kid
right.
is fucking ridiculously
no
cute
famous
as well.
Comedians.
Oh, Jesus. Man, I just hop on the bandwagon and anytime one of your guys comes over.
That's it. You know what's funny about that? He claimed it's one of our guys, even though he's Australian. Yeah. That's how good American comedy is. They have to. We take their own people and make them into famous comedians.
All the way from America via Sydney, Jim Jefferies.
Via London and LA.
Oh, boy.
So, all right, so Bob had a baby.
Yeah.
You guys went to see him.
Yeah.
He's fucking... Did he cry?
He was...
Did he cry when the baby came out?
I mean, I'm sure he did, but when we saw him, he was just the sweetest Bobby I've ever seen in my life.
Soft-spoken. He was like, hey, guys.
I mean, no, he was still kind of a piece of shit.
I got a baby, boom.
Well, because it changes your life. Do you know, I don't think you realize like what it's like to watch your chick have a baby.
Yeah, because first off, I don't have a chick, and second of all,
it's kind of like watching Michael Che on stage.
But Lewis,
it's amazing.
Some of us wait to have babies.
Watching those jokes be born.
It's just, it's like, it'll change your life if you watch Michael Che perform on stage.
Oh, man. He's
pretty good. Someone's trying to get an opening spot for Che.
Turn the lights real low. You have to have a doula talk you through it.
Doula,
talk me through it.
He's
I don't
doula.
Want to look at the baby in the eyes. I am a witch baby doctor. Your son will have power of the moon.
Oh, God. It sounds like you're from The Power of One.
I love The Power of One.
It's a good film. Nick, I want to ask you. You're here. How long are you here for?
Struggling with
till Saturday.
Till Saturday.
Yeah.
What a shit. Did you hear that fucking shitty host thing she just did just now?
Yeah.
Nick, I want to ask you. What are you?
Yeah, she really did just buy her an Allen.
Oh, man.
Did I get you?
Fucking got me. Stumbling over it.
Yeah, since you get Marble Mouth.
So, Nick, I hear you're afraid of flying.
Is it bad if I ask you Byron Allen?
He has
again?
Like the shitty version of Tough Crowd. Where it's all set up into. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Is that
what?
Fair?
What?
Are you
he just leads. Yeah, he leads comics into bits.
You talking about Byron Allen?
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. She doesn't know who Byron Allen
was.
I'll have to look
it
up.
It comes on at like 3 in the morning on Channel 2 or something. No,
that's when she does her fucking talent show, Underbelly. So she's too busy to watch. Instead of watching comedy-related things, she gets to have
really
a fucking variety talent show.
I heard when Pat Dixon's playing a kazoo on stage because she booked him to not do the thing he's great at.
It's a really good show.
First of all, Kelly, for somebody who struggles so hard for stage time, how do you put on a show that doesn't offer you stage time?
I'm on every month. It's only a monthly show, and I'm on every month.
I know, but it doesn't offer you time to do comedy.
Yeah, you should be doing like 20 minutes, Kyle.
The thing you're not that good at. It does not offer you time
matter.
To get better
it's
at it.
It's fun. It's everyone gets together, we have a good time, and we enjoy our fucking life instead of being angry and shitty all the time. That's exactly what
was
it
that
is.
Was that racist?
It's fun.
Jay, whoa. Not knowing your father? Is that what you were saying?
I mean, that's not a race thing.
No, it's not.
That's a Lewis-specific thing.
First of all, Dan's dad is dead, too.
Yeah. Oh, way dead.
Way dead.
Like, he was dead around the same time Kurt Cobain died.
Oh, man.
That's how dead.
Early 90s. So good.
That's why I was dressed like grunge.
Yeah.
Mr. Dad. It's grunge.
You really dress like Pearl Jam.
I do.
And that shirt should definitely be tied around your waist.
If I had fucking military boots on right now.
You know, film shit. Can't hardly wait. No.
Can't hardly wait? That was a swing and a miss. You should have said Reality Bites or but Singles.
By the way, can I tell you the problem with Callie? She just did this.
This
she
is
didn't,
not a
out.
Good...
You didn't even give yourself
Dad,
a chance.
You're fucking stepping on people. Shut the fuck up, Dan.
You didn't even give yourself a chance to either bomb or not bomb on that joke. You said the name of the dumb movie. I wasn't really paying attention. And then before anybody even fucking reacted to it, you went, oh, what? What?
Listen,
why did you laugh?
You have to work with me, Lewis.
No, I'm not going to work with you.
You have to.
Dan, take the reins. Nicole, take the reins. We haven't talked about the big-titted intern yet. What's going on over here?
Stop it.
Sorry.
Do not talk about her like that.
She is a sweet young girl. She doesn't know you, and she's petrified right now.
She's not petrified.
She does have car.
Come over here.
She does. Shut up. She does have car model body.
Have we talked about
this? This is the new Mustang.
Be careful. I don't want you making that much fun of her.
I'm not making fun of her. She's awesome. Have we talked about her yet on this show?
Yeah, on another show you went on.
What's her name?
Ro.
I introduced you before. You weren't listening. Too busy.
I don't listen when you talk. I hate you, Kelly.
What do you want, a bear?
Yeah.
A bear?
Yeah.
Burr. American burr.
Sorry.
American burr.
Sorry, iron deficiency, that you have to have alcohol or else your fucking mouth
you
tastes like a copper.
We only have warm beer, but Michael Che's so cool, he can cool him off just by touching it.
Boo.
That was okay. Boo.
Are you what make the Mountain Silver on a Coors Light bottle? Do you just go over and touch them all?
Hey.
I don't usually drink this.
Oh, really? Come on.
Hold on, you
that
didn't boo that horse
light.
Shit joke?
Because I didn't even acknowledge it.
I didn't know it was a joke. I thought it was a serious thing.
Hold on, so
about.
It's Ro. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disrespect you,
right.
But you do have core model.
It's Ro. She's the new intern for Riot Cast.
She's fucking smoking hot.
Yeah, she's adorable.
I got a baby and a wife.
Stop fucking stepping on each other. Talk. If I get fucking screamed at by this,
you're not gonna.
If Bobby listens to this
but
episode,
Jay, what are you saying right now?
Shut
Dan,
up.
Dan, what are you talking about right now?
Fuck up, Lewis. I'm the one that gets yelled at. He calls me, he goes, Dad, you know, fucking you and Lewis are fucking stepping on each other. And then it becomes, and you fucking need that. And it's you.
It's
you're
Lewis.
The problem.
It's not me.
It is Lewis.
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's Lewis.
You know what?
Sad limp microphone.
Why is microphone fell out of the hole?
Let's get back to the subject you were talking about, which is Ro.
I'm going
to
Giannis it. Fuck it. Ro. Ro is pretty hot. God
He's
damn
lovely.
It. How old are you, first of all?
21.
Okay, perfect.
21.
Give her a beer. Let's party.
Ro, oh my God. I am your life coach. I've taught you to knock it on your phone when you feel awkward. And you will stay away from Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez. Luis Gomez will teach you good things about house cleaning and baseball.
Why don't you get on the mic and let us know about the new brand of cars that we can see this weekend at the Javits Center.
All right.
I like it. This is good. Now let's take over. Are we taking this away from Kelly?
I mean, I like, you know what, Kelly? I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you, yeah. Dan.
You are.
She's uncomfortable and it comes off because she's got her arms crossed.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but it doesn't come across on radio.
Bad body language.
Yeah, if this isn't radio, it's podcasting.
Yeah, but you guys do your thing.
And she's taking video left and right.
If it needs to be railed in, I reel it back in. it's fine. You guys play, and then I can sort of direct it in, direct it out, and then I go, it's fine.
And then we're gonna watch. Yeah. And then we're gonna watch Nick Cody jump through a window for three different takes.
So is this a scene where the bad guy punches the guy I'm playing through the window? Or I'm gonna jump out the and get back up. And then I'll run. Now, am I like you guys as Terminator? Now, that's a popular film still.
Nicole, you've been quoted as saying that the stunt guy is the real star of the movie. Well, do you really believe that?
Nick, you do stunts. I'm going to keep Byron Allen-ing this.
Anyway. Anyone else got anything to...
Go ahead, steer it, you fucking dickhead.
So, yeah, I'm here until Saturday. And is that all right?
Hey, I want to ask you, I know we've talked about this a lot, and everyone's kind of bored about it, but I want to know, did any of the arguments about all the articles about, like, rape culture and stuff, did it make it to Australia?
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
Did
we call that lovemaking. Oh, you mean the article, the Sadie Doyle article about lovemaking? I think you should have a ton of jokes about making love.
I rubbed one out when I was reading it.
You know how ingrained rape is into their DNA? That's why they're on that island.
It's called chivalry.
That's a kiss on the neck.
You had to rape to get sent to Australia. Yeah.
It's called chivalry. Is that the name of the podcast?
It's called chivalry.
But it did make it over there?
Yeah, yeah.
What was your guys' take on it?
Well, it's sort of the same as here. People take both sides.
However.
And then, however, there was one really shitty comic in Melbourne that
Please
decided to
is.
Try and host
Kelly Festuca.
A thing called The Rape Debate.
Oh, God.
Which went as well as an event titled The Rape Debate would go.
Oh, dude, please tell me that they... Never mind. Let me make the joke I was about to make.
I already saw that.
We were about to go into Lewis's fantasies just then. Let's move on.
That does sound like the WrestleMania of rape. Yeah.
But Melbourne's really, really uptight, though. Melbourne's like a
what
bigger
Williamsburg.
What did you
think,
Mike?
You can't have a rape debate because... Like, you can't be too far on one side without sounding disgusting. Yeah, like, what? At the end of the day, you can always lose arguments. What, are you saying rape's okay? And then you've lost. Yeah. At the end of the debate.
All I'm saying is take pussy.
Like, what?
If you want it.
No? Okay. Debate over. I'm going to jail. Yeah, you're right.
You see some pussy, you just take it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, isn't an actual rape debate somebody in court over rape?
That's it's called a trial. Yeah.
The defendant gets up to have a chat about...
But did comics get up?
No.
Jokes about rape, and hopefully some will be funny.
Yeah.
And then maybe they won't, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Hopefully did you see, someone will tell a worse
you
one
just
later
said
that'll get us off the yeah.
Melbourne crowd. And not even about rape jokes. That's people are going to like them. Some are going to hate them, whatever it is. But you said the Melbourne crowds can be quite uptight.
I think that Melbourne
about
crowds
certain things.
Are
what did you
really,
think,
really,
Michael?
Michael,
you were just there for Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Melbourne crowds can be uptight. They got money. People with money are always uptight.
What province is that in?
In Victoria.
I don't like that this is turning into the fucking kangaroo hour with fucking Nick Cody and Kelly Festuca.
So anyway.
You were just in Melbourne. Tell me about this. Fuck both of you. Yeah. This conversation sucks.
Lewis has never been
Vegemite
on a plane.
Vegemite is a yeast extract.
Lewis can't fly because of TSA.
Does Southwest go to Melbourne? No.
The Sixth Street doesn't go there. No, they are uptight. They got money. People with money are fucking uptight.
People who got money are uptight because they don't want
to
lose.
Yeah,
they don't want to lose that money.
I got a job. I can't laugh at that.
Did you do shows, though, in any other... Like, did you go to Brisbane or Sydney?
No. As soon as I left Melbourne, I declared I'd never... go anywhere else.
So you didn't do outside of Melbourne, like Bendigo and Ballarat? They didn't
no,
take you on roadshow?
Mm.
You can't go back, or you're not going to go back?
I can't go back.
Why?
No. Coke. No, I can't go back. I can go back.
Just moving?
Just don't want to.
Just pushing keys?
They're way too into rape. I can't go back there.
Yes.
Mono, every time I go back there, I find even the slightest thing that they're really... Because, Nick, you're not particularly clean. You're not disgusting, but... I find they're really, really uptight there. Like, the minute you mention, like, oh, my friend who's black, they go, ooh, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Artie Fuqua.
Artie Fuqua was telling me that when he went down there with Tracy Morgan, like, he didn't have a hard time, but every time he would, like, joke around and go, yo, well, you know, I was hanging out with my niggas or something.
Whoa,
and just,
hey!
Just saying the word. It was
did she George Clooney that? Did she?
No.
But they were he wasn't even, you know.
That was a Gwyneth Paltrow right there. That was a total.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, didn't she have, like, a.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she was.
She didn't. What?
She said niggas in Paris.
Yeah.
She said, these are my niggas in Paris.
Which is really, that's a nice trick.
How?
Jay-Z was actually talking Kanye. About.
Yeah, yeah.
How but much she, of a cool mom does she want to be?
She's, well, I mean,
why did
she say name's Apple?
Yeah, that's not that cool.
Why did she say that?
She was just because they're friends.
She's friends with the Hove.
She's friends with Jay-Z and Kanye.
Oh, she sounds.
But back
silly.
To Artie Fuqua and your shit story. Back to this real goose egg of a story.
I did notice that they get really uptight about race there.
Yeah.
But it
yeah, all, well, you know, when you slaughter all the Aborigines, you tend to...
Yeah, when it's a bit of a... Ooh.
Ooh,
yeah. They're all gone.
Reminds them of that thing they did.
Yeah.
But so...
That's why we can't say Indian.
That's what... Yeah. Is that why you guys don't do any jokes about Native Americans?
Well, we don't because the land is eating us all. And as the sun kisses our skin... And lets us know that the white man brings his iron snake across this great land, bringing his guns and his gods into our land.
Dan,
he disrespects the buffalo.
What do you think about Washington still being called the Redskins?
I mean, as a football fan, love it. I'm sorry. What are they going to be called now? The Senators? What are you going to call them? It's the Redskins. I mean, it's super racist, but good for them. I'm sick of. I've been saying this, man. Political correctness is the new ignorance.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
So what? It's the Redskins. We're not fucking. They're not killing an Indian before every game.
Political Wish they correctness were. Is bullshit because its intention is always not based on somebody feeling better. It's based on money
and making someone else feel like
and
shit.
That's all it is. So it's the intentions are not pure for political correctness. People will change it because they don't want anybody to stop giving them money or other shit. That's why people who don't have jobs never apologize. Tracy Morgan has a job. He'll fucking apologize, say some fucked up shit. Cat Williams doesn't have a job. He don't got to apologize for nothing. So it's all about money. It's all money inspired.
Yeah, you ever heard the term nothing to lose?
Exactly.
When you got nothing to lose. You don't have to be fucking politically correct.
I think on the other end of the spectrum, that's why Dan Snyder's not going to change it because he made $1 billion by the time he was 32.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really give a fuck either.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I think if you make
stop watching
60,
football.
Yeah, if you make $60,000 a year, then you have to apologize. But if you have $1 billion and you're 40, yeah. It doesn't really matter.
He doesn't have a boss.
Got, no. Well,
you know what's great? One of my friends I grew up with is a coach for the Washington Redskins. And yeah. I asked him, I was like, are you guys going to change it? And he's like, man, do you know how that would fuck up our fan base and everything? He's like, you would be changing the name. A lot of people love the Redskins. Grew up loving the Redskins.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't care. It's these watchdog groups and it's all these people that are like, we should change this. And make, they
but it's
make
also people getting mad on behalf of somebody else. Yeah. I don't. That's not an argument I can agree with.
That's
like
mention,
you're mad. Because
I hate when white people get mad on behalf of brown people.
Yeah.
Like I hate. Did
stupid.
I hate?
Stupid.
Did I watch? I'm gonna name the comics, but I watch them at doing like political rallies, and they're going like you know and fucking you know all these privileged white kids, and they're speaking to a sea full of privileged white kids, and he's a privileged white kid, and there's no brown people in sight. Yeah. They don't want you speaking up for them, you fucking vegan.
It's like, well, that in Melbourne, those same people that get really uptight.
Stop
about-
talking about Melbourne.
It's Melbourne.
I hate
Melbourne.
It.
It's Melbourne.
Melbourne. Fuck.
Say it
Stop
right, you
racist.
Savage.
Melbourne. I say
right
Melbourne
here.
Too.
I don't like Melbourne.
I hate Melbourne. Australia.
That's the same thing. Those people Australia. That complain about like, oh, like you can't do race jokes, you can't do this jokes. They've never had a black friend. They've never met a black person.
Well,
no black
they
people
did.
Australia. No Asian friends.
Friend. yeah, you're right though. They just they.
Wait, she's right. You're not even listening to the point she just
I'm
made.
Taking a
she
lot
said
of,
these people never even met a black person.
Okay, well, that was wrong. I said black friend. I checked out.
I didn't have a black friend until I was in college, and that was when I was 19.
I just imagine you. I just imagine her touching her face.
Are you real? Are you a real person? I thought they made you in TV studios. Are you a real person?
Like in Hook, where he grabs Peter's face. Peter,
there you are.
She's just grabbing this black lady's face.
There's a human.
Great book reference.
Inside of this,
very good.
That's a great Hook reference. But you're right. Yeah, it's all these people that want to speak up for black people and aren't black.
And the same thing happens with women, well, with the rape culture debate. Like, women are tired of this. Women don't want, what? Not me.
Can
don't
you,
speak
whoa,
for me.
Just back it up a little bit and do your Midwestern Look. Accent one more time.
That's her hit. That's her free bird. Let her play her free bird.
I'm requesting an encore of it.
Can we hold up lighters in here?
Midwestern accent!
You're a joke cock block, Lewis.
I'm not a joke cock block. That joke should be
shot.
Wasn't a joke. I was
so you don't mind. You don't mind rape jokes. You're on the other side.
I mind jokes. Like if it's a funny joke, it's a joke. But someone getting annoyed about a joke that may allude to rape. Like if it's a bad joke, it's a bad joke. But people getting uptight.
You didn't even say any words just now. It was just fucking.
Right, Melbourne.
A conglomeration of fucking different words and sentences.
I said, if it's a funny joke, it's a funny joke, and I'll laugh at it. But if it's not a joke, I'm not going to laugh at it. Whether it's about rape or not, it doesn't matter.
And that came out as.
Jimmy, 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 Jimmy,
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Fucking, ugh, they're the worst, Che.
Oh, man, this is hilarious.
Hilarious.
I can't handle it. Can somebody host this thing?
Yeah, wow,
it's okay. Everything's okay, Lewis.
No.
Everything's okay.
No.
You know what Lewis is?
Just chill.
It's in like one of those broken countries where they have a king, but then there's that weird military leader that you're like, this guy's going to throw this king
over. He's going to overthrow you if you don't fucking kill him now.
Lewis has got a bunch of fucking dumb medals for shit that he didn't do. He just wears those mirrored sunglasses.
I'm the head of an African militia in the jungle. I'm about to come over.
The white fist.
I heard he was born. I heard his father was a leopard.
So, Michael Che, you had a hard time growing up.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
I went to Melbourne, had a white friend there.
What?
Oh. There you are, Peter.
She was 19.
Australia was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
Here's my question. With a woman throwing themselves at you, good-looking black dude from America, I have to figure that's like a vintage that they don't get a lot over there. That's a vintage dick that they don't
somebody
get.
Told
or were they throwing
like,
nets on top of you, being like, oh, my God, call the authorities.
This is what somebody explained to me. They said, oh, I know you're cleaning up. You're their shot.
You're their what?
Their shot.
To fuck a black dude.
To fuck an American black dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be some.
I felt like, it was like the most inspiring thing I've heard.
But the pressure as well. You've got to.
No, it's no pressure. It's no pressure. Once I'm in, I'm in.
Pressure.
Yeah, once you go below the equator, there's no pressure.
Do you know how many bucket lists that you just fucking annihilated?
Did you fuck
Melbourne?
A bunch of Australian chicks?
Some of them were Scottish. It was an international festival,
So you got a ton of puss.
I did okay.
Yeah.
I did okay.
Were they now?
I'd love to be single.
Now, I did okay.
Were their eyes like when you walked in? Were they like?
It's 50 Cent.
Did it sound like you were walking through a swamp? And just the carpets are all wet.
It was pretty nice, man. It's nothing like New York.
Yeah.
A million of us.
They're like, ugh, get away from me. Nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, they're already. Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Any threesomes?
No.
Any threesomes ever?
Never.
Never in your life?
I don't want one.
You smooth, good looking black guy.
Fuck you.
I've never tried to set up a threesome.
Yeah,
ever.
But to say you don't want one's bullshit.
I don't want one. Like, I've never tried. Like,
okay,
oh,
so rephrase that.
All right, well, I don't know.
You don't want one.
Not really.
You don't want two chicks blowing you.
I was talking about two dudes.
Me too. Strength and solidarity. Behind the candle of Brara.
I wouldn't turn it down. But
oh,
I don't,
you wouldn't.
Hold on, one second. You would.
How gracious of
but
you!
But I wouldn't. I don't.
Fucking
want
asshole.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't like pursue it at all.
You?
I plead the fifth.
What? You homo? You didn't even have a chick
on your own.
I had it. I've had a threesome, and it was gross.
Really?
It was
the classic one. One okay chick, like 1.6, and then one fat, disgusting 3.
One six, and then 1.2. Like, what the fuck one?
The 6 was
okay. The bad one.
It was. It was good.
Look, I don't have Michael Chase swag. All right, a 6 is great.
Why are you having a go at him for not wanting a threesome if the one threesome you had
Hold
was
on,
bad?
I'm hearing his story about...
It was still awesome?
Yes, because it's a threesome.
Right. It was two chicks blowing me.
But what do you do when they're just doing stuff?
When they're doing... They're not... They
text
doing
your
anything.
Friends, I'm having a threesome?
Yeah.
I don't know, take a bunch of mental pictures and ones on my phone and go, wow.
It is a bucket list thing, though, right?
Dad,
so what is the scenario? Tell me the scenario with your threesome.
Yeah, it was after a show. It was...
Where, New York City?
The road.
Oh, the hotel.
This was a couple of years ago. You know this story.
I know this story.
And you know how gross it is.
I do know how gross it is.
I
forgot all
about
it.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Everyone, shut up. Let him tell it.
I was at a casino.
Yes.
Were they fucking, American Indian chicks?
No, I wish. Are you kidding me? I'd be doing that voice the whole time.
Pocahontas?
I'd be like, as the two squaws.
Fucking Pocahontas?
come to my beacon of sexual power, for they take the staff that will make the braves, and they put it into their
an eagle into your shoulder.
For now you shall call me Chief Deep Dick.
Deep Dick, oh my God.
And just as, and just like the rattlesnake making eye contact with the coyote, oh. I have looked into both eyes of this sexual snake.
So
it was two older ladies.
How old?
How old?
45.
Oh, Danny Whoa. Boy, I'm okay. so proud of you.
You know what though?
I'm so proud of you. It's
I know 45. I'll take 45.
I love it.
Yeah, all day, motherfucker.
45 is nothing.
I mean, they've been. I mean,
she's been around. She knows what she's doing. This is fucking great.
Both of them were around this. Both around the same age.
That's
double
that.
Double blowjob was like. It was like watching Bon Jovi, fucking. It was like
shred.
They were like it was
Richie
like
Sambora shredding was, on the guitar.
Like, but there was like they were like fucking. Yeah. Well, they were both stuck in my dick. Like they were playing like. And the other one came in like.
They've got a century of sexual experience between
them. It was fucking amazing.
But they weren't phoning it in. Like, this was like a big show. It like, they've been there a million times, but it was a big show.
Can I just tell you the most ace move?
Go ahead.
Was one of them, I was kissing one of them, and one of them fucking ripped my belt off, so it made that leather slapping noise that's leaving my pants.
That it ended up being her face skin?
Yeah. It was just her chin. Her chin fucking. Your turkey neck just getting whipped around.
Can I just quickly hang on? I gotta get it.
Kill the momentum of the story?
Yeah, no,
Kelly,
I
want to
ask a question
say?
About the story.
Best blowjob
so,
ever.
Yeah, so they were like just like changing turns, sucking your dick.
Yeah,
like just handing.
Well,
it
one
off.
Was on the balls, one was on the dick.
Really?
And then they would switch, and then one would
like a frisbee.
Blonde brunette,
like the Walk This Way video.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
Just
like
tossing
that.
The mic to each other.
Oh, I am the king. Yeah, just trading off. Stephen A. and Run. Stephen Tyler, both.
Fuck, that's great.
And then they didn't want to mess around with each other.
Okay.
They were friends, though.
Yeah. So I would bang one.
Were they married?
No. Both single. Because I'm not going to fuck a married woman.
With kids?
Why? Really?
One of them had multiple kids. Huh?
Yeah,
because I'm not
going to
get
woman?
Killed. I'm totally worried about getting murdered.
Oh.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
No married woman.
No married woman. I never fuck around with a married woman.
But two single 45-year-olds. They've got like
old
school.
Ripped, roaring, ready to go.
Which, by the way, I guarantee they were both either married or with dudes.
I think one of them had a boyfriend, but there was no ring. Yes.
But you never
they
know.
Don't kill. But
yeah, but first of all,
kill.
Boyfriends are even worse because that motherfucker isn't even like a nice dude who bought a ring and shit. Yeah. This guy's been with her for 19 years. Yeah. He's got four kids with
who
her.
But
I love you, Connie.
Hang on. Don't talk over each other. Go, Dan.
I kind of imagine, though, he's like one of those guys. It's like, yeah. Joel, I have a threesome. He's just like rubbing himself on the outside of his pants. I want you to go blow by blow. Tell me everything that happened. So
I started sucking his dick, and then Connie jumped in and started sucking his balls.
My Sharon did well.
He's like, oh, yeah? Where did he finish? Put your finger in my asshole when you tell me the story.
So you just fucked them differently?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I
had whiskey dick, so I had super dick.
Whiskey dick.
So I was, I mean,
rubber?
My dick was hard.
Rubber, no rubber.
A ton of rubbers. I went through a fucking...
I think dangerous.
Rubbers or not?
Rubbers.
Oh.
What are you...
I'll take that back.
Fuck you, stuntman.
Jump right
it's
in
not,
there.
It's not dangerous if you don't have a rubber.
Now, every time I have a threesome, I get one of the relatives to come in the trailer
with
me.
You don't wear rubbers?
While her husband's sleeping, I have sex with her without a rubber. That way, when he wakes up, I come on him and I'll run out of the house.
But Nick,
stuntman Nick Cody,
Nick's
fucking danger.
I go into an AIDS clinic
and I push all the blood samples off the floor so they mix. No one knows.
No rubbers in Australia.
No rubbers.
No, but he's got a Nick's got a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before that, I wasn't.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait.
Nicholas,
you're telling me I shouldn't.
I've shaken your hand.
Bagged it up with two ladies I met at not even a good casino.
I was 21 and I fucked a 42-year-old lady from a part of Australia called Perth. It's hot as balls in Perth. Yeah. And this chick, she was 42. She was a personal trainer.
She was a personal trainer.
Perth.
Oh,
where's the bandana?
Perth.
The worst part was you cut him off to say it.
No, fuck all of you. That was a solid joke. Perth.
Oh,
personal trainer.
There you go. Bandana for Lewis. That was terrible.
Take his mic down.
YKWD fans, write in. Say whether or not you thought that was a good joke.
Now, here's the thing.
God.
It was awesome in the fact of that it happened.
Yeah.
Like, I've jerked off to the thought of it. But would I do it again?
Did you wear a bag jerking off to it as well? You fucking sissy.
Okay.
Homo.
Yeah.
I like Nick a lot.
I don't like that you two are getting along.
I like Nick.
You're the white Louis J. Gomez.
He's got a good energy.
If you're... Yeah.
And HPV.
I like they give him a bandana and now he's smiling and he's like, all right, Australian.
Yeah. This guy's good.
But listen, see? I'm not going to have a threesome with like... I'm not the kind of guy that's going to have a threesome with like two gorgeous women. Like, I had to...
Not with that attitude. Come on.
No,
positive.
I'm with Dan on this one. Stop because it. Two gorgeous women like that, they've never had, they're not going to be good at it. They've never had to work for it. These two women, they've been around, they know, and they fucking want to make him happy. Yeah. That would have been great.
Wait a minute. You'd rather have a threesome with two old pigs?
No. I'd rather.
That's what she's saying.
But no, I'm saying she's got a point.
So hold on. No.
No, she's got a point that they put more effort in.
Yes. Of course. I've never gotten a blowjob from an older woman that they weren't like,
They weren't good at it, but they knew how to do it.
Yeah, but you know what? It balances out because if it's a crazy hot chick, she can just lie there, and it's awesome because she's crazy. It does balance out, dude.
Well, the first time,
I fucked some chicks that weren't hot at all that were great in bed, did some crazy shit. I'm like, oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But then you fuck a crazy hot 10, and you're like, all right, that was a 10. I'm going to use that image for the rest of my life. I'm not thinking about that sloppy pig that often.
But that's one nut. What if you keep banging her? It's going to get boring. You're gonna be like, you gotta do something.
But like someone Dan's age fucking a girl in her 40s is the same reason why I would go for a younger guy, because younger guys wanna make you happy just as well as an old woman wants to make a younger boy happy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's great. Older guys don't.
The 42-year-old was pretty cool.
They don't give a shit. They're like, oh yeah, whatever you wanna. And I'm like, no, but like a 24, 25 year old guy, he's all over it. He's really, you know, he's great.
Sure. The 42-year-old said one of the fucking most disgusting things I've ever heard in my life, though. So before we hooked up, she's like, do you have a condom? And I said, yeah, of course. And I pat my pockets. Yeah, there's one in here, knowing full well.
It's like my hemorrhoid just bursted.
No, worse. I look around for a few minutes, knowing there's no condom there. But I look, and then most of the time, girls go, I must wear them all the time, and now he just doesn't have one. That's unlucky, but I just never have one on
me. Some smart shit.
And she said,
hold on,
hey,
no, that's some smart shit.
Shut up, let him tell the story.
She said, it's okay, you don't need a condom. I just had a hysterectomy.
Don't worry, I'm barren, so you can come and meet
everything. Well, here's the good thing.
Shit inside.
they took out all of my parts that technically make me a full lady, so I'm a half lady, so go in and rattle around in there.
I've got no plumbing, I'm fine.
Have you ever been to a house where the floors are taken out of? You can put a trampoline on the bottom and jump up and down. That's what you can do with your cum. Let it rattle around in there.
This is how much of a soldier Nick Cody is. He still stayed hard after it. He still fucked her. Good for you, mate. You're 42. A fucking soldier.
Yeah, hysterectomy is a boner killer of a word.
Yeah, that's not.
I just had a hysterectomy.
I tell that story on stage about when I fucked a squirter for the first time when I was 19.
Yeah.
And I thought she was pissing.
Oh, man.
And this is the way men think. I thought she was peeing everywhere.
I've never fucked a squirter.
Twice in my life.
Fuck.
I thought you have. I thought she was pissing everywhere, but I still just kept going.
Yeah.
I was still like, I didn't want to make her feel bad about herself.
Yeah.
So I just like ignored it. And she's like, in my mind, she's just pissing all over my bed sheets, all over everything. But I was like, oh, I don't want to like ruin this for her. Somehow, that's the way men think. That's the power women have over us.
It's not exactly true, though.
Yeah,
it is.
You didn't want to ruin it. You didn't want to not get any pussy.
No. At that point, I was almost not turned on really because I thought she was peeing all over the place.
Oh,
so
but is it possible? We're talking about
yes.
Like, is it possible for young girls to be as good as older women as far as the conviction they have? Because older women, it's like an experienced musician. Yeah. They're like, hey, do you know this song? She's like, I've been playing that for years.
Look at this
like,
bunny I'm pulling out of my
head.
Oh, yeah.
And young girls are like,
I know three songs. Is it an A chord? Can I do an A chord?
Right.
I kind of find G chords to be
gross. But every once in a while, you get that child prodigy.
Shine comes in, plays Rachmaninoff off the cuff.
But you're right. But
Asian whiz kid.
with her tiger mom.
You'll learn how to song.
about Asian.
When you suck dick, you touch balls. You touch balls. Take it all the way. All the way. All the way.
All the way.
All the way. Ah, you practice 5 more hours. Then we have dinner.
The tiger mom of sucking dick.
And then you can I want you to learn better. You suck dick better. You're not sick. You suck dick bad. You suck dick good.
She's always flinching when she's going down on you.
I don't wonder. You suck my dick.
Oh, man.
Tiger mom of blowjobs.
That's great.
You're right, though, but when you find, like, is there a such thing as a young, hot,
girls get,
like, crazy hot prodigy?
I think it's the judgment. I think young girls, they're just as capable. They just don't want you to think that they're nasty.
Yeah.
Older women want you to know that they're
nasty.
That's
all generalization. Yeah. I've been with some 22-year-old girls that have fucking, like, been crazy good in bed.
Really?
Like, they could really just throw it down.
Oh, sure.
No, look, it's the special truth is, if they started fucking when they were 13, they probably get good at it by the time they're 21, 22.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Move on from that one.
But that's the truth. They get some practice.
Like bringing us down.
If you get a prude ass,
if you had a stepdad that was hands on, you're probably going to fuck pretty decent by the time you're 20.
My cousin was a little bit handsy. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why don't
Let
we
me
ask,
think about it?
Why don't we ask this 21-year-old girl in the room what she thinks of this conversation?
First off, your father's a very dangerous man.
Who's her father?
You don't want to know.
Who's your father?
No, she's not going to tell you.
Her last name is Norris. Roe Norris.
He just comes in here with a fucking one of those vests on with all the pouches. Delta
Roe Saint Pierre.
Yeah. I'm a champion. This is my daughter, Roe.
I'm Rambo. Roe Rambo.
I think you know me. My grandfather Eastwood. I'm Roe Eastwood. And you aren't going to ask her that question because I'm not getting.
What? I didn't. First of all, I want to know who your father is now.
No.
Well, who's your father?
We'll skip over that. Ask the first question, not the second. Asking who her father is more dangerous than asking her.
What the fuck?
No, I think everyone's built this whole story in their head that's not.
Got the microphone down.
I feel like everyone's built this whole story in their head that's not true at all, but I'm going to take it anyway because if it scares people, I like it.
Okay. Her father's Batman.
Yeah.
You know what? Wait a minute. Wait. I want some credit here because when I first came here, I looked at it. I was like, you know, you look kind of dangerous. I did say that.
Yeah, he did.
So it's just a genetic thing.
Yeah.
I see.
It's in the eyes. It's in the eyes.
No, but no one said that.
I like the idea of her being like, where were you? You smell like you've been drinking.
I have the deep voice.
You were supposed to be home at 10 p.m. I followed you.
I know it. I
had Lucian built a sonar system to find out where you are. Where's Ro? Pray to me. I called you on the bat phone 17 times. Your daughter is yours. Your daughter gets blown up. Only when your daughter is naked, then you may die. I am your daughter's reckoning.
Shit.
But back to the first question. Ask the first question again, because I kind of want to know.
He won't know his name.
No, not that.
I want to know.
The
no,
first
don't,
question. The
don't
first
let
question.
Him bully.
What's the first
question? Is that because the courts made him change it? Is it Henry Hill?
It's Jack Smith.
She's like, my mother, Karen. Karen!
We needed that!
But ask the first question. Here
delicious, go. Delicious.
What's the first question?
It was something about sex. I don't remember. What was the question?
You were going to ask her about young girl. You said there's a young girl here. If any
have you ever been with another young girl? What? Huh?
No, about her. Weren't you going to? Oh, I was going to ask. Do you have any friends where you're like, she's a whore? Yeah, that's a yeah.
No, but I'm proud of them because we're independent women and we can do whatever the fuck we
Someone's
want.
Someone's been taking
independent
thought.
Yes, you're right.
No, that's right.
You're absolutely correct.
What's a high number for people you can have sex with at the age of 21? Like, what's too much, you know?
Too much? 550.
Yeah. Is your father going to listen to this? Because one, two.
I don't think he knows how to work a whole.
I like fingers. I like having my fingers. So I'm going to say none. And you haven't had sex with me. Thank you. Go sit in the corner.
I need my thumbs. I don't know. I think when I was 21, I think I had fucked 4 guys. I started late.
At the same time?
No.
I'm not a real thing game.
Yeah. 21st in Australia are bigger than they are. Yeah.
I
you
think,
can start
I
drinking
think
at 18.
2 a year from when you start is respectable.
It is.
2 a year from when you start.
Why? Are you over?
What?
What? I didn't
You
ask
heard that. The question.
No, I mean, I started out late.
Okay.
Yeah, I started late too. I was 18 when I lost my
virginity. I was 19.
Yeah, that's great.
I took my time, you know?
Good yeah, for you. Two a year.
Wait, are you talking about the first time you did it, you took your time? Kiss, or what are you talking about?
No, no. I mean,
I think my number is still under, I'm 31, my number's still under 20.
Shirtless, huh?
Oh,
shirtless.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say under 10. That made me nervous.
Wait, yours is under what?
Wait, yours is under 10 or yours
you're
is
under 20?
I don't trust people.
I don't believe you're under
20. I've been in like three relationships.
Stuka, you fucking liar. There's no way you're under 20. There's under no 20? Way you're under 30.
But she's not talking about dirty, her throat. Like,
but
like
I've been in,
not
I've been
you.
In relationships,
good,
though.
Okay, talking about her.
Just like talking about me,
years, one dick over 3 years.
I mean,
one dick for 1 year.
Kelly, look me in the eye and tell me you're under 30.
I will write a list now and decide. And
there's
and
no way you can backtrack all your dicks.
Yeah, I can. I remember all my dicks, all the ghosts of dicks past.
Kelly left a trail of candy like Hansel and Gretel for her dicks. She has a dick trail.
Remember when you fucked the vegan? Go.
I mean, I know girls like to experiment because then they can go talk about it with their friends afterwards.
Dude,
really?
Also,
she goes. You go to NYU.
Yeah.
There's some real freaks. My ex-girlfriend.
Oh boy.
I met her when she was going to NYU, and that girl Annie. Ugh, I probably shouldn't have just said her name. Was unbelievable.
Annie
some of the best,
Simpson.
Whoa.
Annie Letterman.
No. One of the best I've ever had.
NYU.
Really?
I was dating her.
Why?
I was 23. She was 18. She was crazy.
Why
awesome.
Was she so good?
I don't. It's something about city girls. They don't give a fuck.
They okay. fuck.
They're
city
not like
guys.
Ohio where they're like. Well, I mean, if you want me to take my pants off, I guess we're going to have to date for about 7 months, but then I'll do it. New York girls are like... You.
They spit on their hands.
Like, you ready to go, Hoss?
Roll up their sleeves.
What do you want me to do?
Hot-tooey.
You want to see my... Come on, give it to me.
Do you remember back when we were... You know what I said? When you're young, that's the time when she kind of hit a nerve when she said, like, my friends like to experiment. When we were young, we used to fucking just fuck chicks in bathrooms. Like, you just find a bush, and you'd fuck a chick behind the bushes somewhere outside of some bar.
Oh, well, Pebble Beach. That was the roof of the project. It was called the Pebble Beach. Was it? Because it was rocks up there. Go up there.
Dude, you know how many chicks?
Bang, bang. Yeah. Just a bunch of Newport butts and skidded rocks.
Dude, we would, like, literally, I mean, 19, 20 years old, that's it. You just fucking just try to get laid. And everyone, that's what they're trying to do. That's what the girls are trying to do. That's what the guys are trying to do. So you would just try to fuck anywhere. You know how many times we'd literally be at a bar and be like, hey, we should just go fuck in the bathroom. And a girl would be like, all right, cool, let's go.
Yeah, you're right. And older women are like those grizzled vets that come back. They're like Rambo pussy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, I don't know if I want to go back to that. And then they get in that dick and they're like, I don't know, this is what I was born to do. They're all dead. They're all gone.
Rambo pussy.
They really do. They put the headband on with the lightning striking.
You're taking them back to what she used to be, right?
She's like, shh. Yeah, you know, I never really came back. Just trying to change. They have old corporal has to talk it out, an old boyfriend. You're right, Sheila. You're at home now.
And as you're coming, she's just walking off, not even looking behind her. She's
just big explosion in the back.
And the biggest cum you've ever had. I don't give up that life too much.
Throw a cigarette on the floor.
Tosses the lighter.
Oh man, Rambo pussy.
Rambo pussy. I think we got a name for the
Rambo
episode.
Pussy. Write it down.
Rambo pussy. First nut. That'd be great.
First nut.
Oh man.
Speaking of being a young kid, my buddy's mom just found a picture of all of us when we were teenagers, mooning the camera.
Aww.
And I spread my butt cheeks, and you could see.
Oh,
my,
let me see. I want to see your asshole.
You want to see my young balls?
How old were you?
16.
It's gonna bug me because you're gonna have bigger balls than me than I have now at 16.
I got a decent piece.
So I know your piece. I've seen your piece.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever double teamed a chick with another dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
Never.
But, wait, what?
Never. I've run. I've done trains, but I've never done at the same time.
Wait, no, that's what a train is?
No, we've taken turns.
Yeah, that's what
gentleman.
I...
Never,
yeah,
never
that's
at the
like
same
me.
Time. Never at
that
the
was
same
my
time.
Situation.
I told you.
Ah, nice balls, bro.
Is that all right?
Can we pass
but
the balls
it's still
along?
Like a train. It's like a train, but the carriage is unhinged in the middle.
I've had friends that did it, but I was always squeamish about that.
Yeah.
I've done it a bunch. Not a bunch, but I've done it like a few times.
Dan Terry.
And... I think I'd say at least 75% of the time I did it just because it was like the cool thing to do.
Wait, yeah. How many times have you ran a train? Or double teamed?
Well, I've run a train a couple times. I've double teamed a few times.
I've double teamed once.
I've never run a train. I've never double teamed. I nearly had a
No, but she's had trains run on her plenty of times.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, that's just mean.
No, but I nearly had a threesome once.
This when I did it, I was Schaefer's beer. You guys know what Schaefer's is? You can buy like an 18 pack. It's like a Midwestern beer. It's awful.
Like Natty Ice type,
but way worse. It's I think it was $8.99 for an 18 pack.
Jesus.
So it's just clearly you shouldn't be drinking this shit.
Let me get a beer.
And I was back from college. Sorry.
Hang on.
I was back from college, and there's just this girl who was a year younger than me. She was a senior in high school, and she was just like, you know, 18-year-old body. And she had me and my buddy Adam, and she's like, "You guys."
That's such a different thing on a girl than a car.
Yeah. Well, you know. That one sucked.
Come on, guys.
Boo. But she
Kelly, like, if you ever boo me again, I'll break your kneecaps.
But she was like, "Do you want to see my boobs?" And I was with my buddy, and I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to see your boobs." And then she like pulled them out, and we were in this guy. We were at a house party in this kid's dad's office. And she's like, "We should have a threesome." And I'm like, "I'm not touching him. I'm not touching him." And she's like, "No, he'll have sex with me, and I'll blow you." And I was like, "All right." And I was wasted. Just pulled. She blew me. He banged her so quick, he finished and left. And it was just, so basically, it wasn't really.
Oh, boy.
It was maybe for like 2 minutes.
Aw. Me and Dave
Smith. Did you go in after him?
No, I didn't fuck her after. She just blew me. And then the kid's dad walked in, and I still had my pants around my thighs, and I had my shirt under my chin like a little kid peeing. And she was just blowing me, and I go, "Hey, how you doing?"
I don't want to get stains on my t-shirt. Mom just washed it.
Get the fuck downstairs. That's all he said. So I was like,
and then his dick was out, and that's what he meant.
And then I was do you want me to suck you while she sucks me? Is that what we're doing, Papa?
Get the fuck downstairs right now. He's got a big old hard on.
When you're finished with her.
That is porno dialogue. What are you doing?
What are you guys doing without me?
me and Dave Smith, we double teamed a chick. This fucking chick was such a slut. She used to hang out at comedy clubs a lot. She was such a slut.
Do I know her?
Stand up New York chick.
I think
starts
I
with an M.
I think I know exactly.
Yeah,
you guys double teamed her.
Yeah, I dated her for like a month.
Well, you're a class act.
Before or after?
After. No, before.
Oh,
That was the goodbye party.
No. We stopped dating for a few months, and then later on, we were just drunk, and I was trying to convince her to fuck me. So
bon
like,
voyage.
I'll throw Dave in. I'll throw Dave's big old dick in.
Break some bottle of champagne on her ass.
You double teamed with Dave. In his heavy dick.
Yeah, he's got a nice fucking piece on Dave.
Dude, he's got a fucking solid.
He's got a log. So he finishes, dude. That, it really bugged me, dude. And we were at my apartment, and he shot a load on her face. I'm like, "Oh, really, dude? Now I'm supposed to fuck her with a load on with your load on her face?"
But you did.
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
That's what doggy style was invented.
I'm a Christian. But no, then his fucking jizz got on my sheets. It was a whole thing, dude.
Oh. Wait, was it the old one where we used to watch... you bang your ex-girlfriend? Was it that apartment in Queens?
Well, it was other girlfriends. It was other girls.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
apartment? Yes, it was that apartment. Yeah.
That apartment.
I tell you, the camaraderie of white men is something special.
Whoa, Che.
To watch. Oh, he's got a real thick dick. Is that where we used to watch you fuck your last girlfriend? Like, Jesus, I have no friends like that.
Black guys don't do that.
None.
Wait, you mean you don't have friends?
Well, apparently not.
Well, you know what? Black people are really not good people.
Black guys
are saying this. I've been saying this for a long time. Black people really need to go.
I don't think I have a black friend that would ever.
So this is a white guy thing that they.
For any other friend's dick ever.
Well, that's because you guys don't have.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah. Maybe.
But yeah, Jamal's got a big dick. No shit. All right, let's go get some fucking sandwiches.
Yeah, and the sun is hot.
The grass is green. The sky is blue. We get it.
Get the fuck out of there with that bullshit.
That's a white guy.
Hey, y'all see Saquon's dick? Shit's huge.
Yeah.
That's a white guy thing.
Why the 2 train ain't running? White guys are like, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
They're like, Topher's dick is huge. It's huge. Because I think a white dude with a big dick is more, it's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
It's exactly what unicorns are.
White dudes with big dicks. They don't exist. Oh.
Unless I see it, it doesn't happen. So, like, black guys don't do that. You guys don't compare dicks.
No.
I don't know men, but I know these men, and this is all they talk about. And you,
that's not all we talk. We talk about food.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. None of my friends have ever seen me naked. Like, I've never double teamed with a girlfriend of mine or anything like that.
That's because you have lopsided titties.
Do that. Hey. I don't have lopsided titties. Jay just checked it out to see if it was true or not.
Oh,
that's not why I checked it out.
Old comb over, comb over tit for
I was just looking at titties.
That was good timing.
Yeah.
I was just so happy to be looking.
I think one day I was wearing the wrong bra and they made fun of me.
You remember? I've seen people like this where they have like one leg longer than the other. They have to wear a shoe that's special.
She takes her bra off. There's this extra
orthopedic bra.
That's actually the funniest thing.
I have club tit. What happened?
Club tit. Club titty.
I have club tit.
Club tit. Write that one down. Club tit.
She got a club tit.
Oh, drop a tit for Stuka.
Oh, she got hammer tits.
What you're going to want to do is take that old wagon wheel trail down there. There's a shack with a woman with some lopsided titties. If I heard a rumor, if you tit fuck her, you have to put one over the top of your dick to bridge it.
You really have to. Have to.
No,
she's
I don't.
Got a club tit. Like
they're the same size. That's probably the funniest thing that I've ever heard. Lopsided titty like an old West sheriff. Old lopsided titty's back in town.
Oh my god. The fucking
that's the funniest
right
thing.
I don't know what it is. Why are we Jay, are you a tit man or an ass man?
You know what? I'm an ass man.
Stop. We're losing everyone. I'm a tit guy.
I'm an ass and leg man, but tits are growing on me. It sounds weird.
Tits are growing on me, too.
Me, too. It is gross.
No, I'm starting to get into the tit thing.
Here's the thing. What about you, Nick Cody?
Tits and legs.
What? Tits and legs? No, yeah. Don't be corporate. Tits.
I like
tits
a good ass, man.
Tits or ass?
Tits. I'm going to tits.
Okay. You look... You're definitely you have a tit man vibe.
Really?
I like a couple of things. I like a raw steak. I like a nice cold beer and a big set of titties.
Yeah. Nice titties.
And I like to take a nice Camaro off a cliff. And then I land safely. Or I pull it to the side and I suck on a big tit.
What about you, Lewis?
Ass. You're all about ass.
Puerto Rican men tend to be ass men.
That's not true.
Man, Puerto Rican girls got some fat old titties.
I really like legs. I like a stomach on a chick.
What?
I like stomach.
Oh. Stomach? That's like, what's your favorite sandwich? It's the bread. I care more about
the ends of the bread in particular.
Really? What's the crust?
I'm a crust guy.
What's the crust like? Is it? Are there sesame seeds in the crust?
I love the asparagus on the sandwich.
I'm an arugula guy. I'm really.
What's the sides? What are the sides? I'm a tit guy, and we're losing. We're losing everyone to ass men.
I'm an ass.
Ass.
Man.
Everyone's
I get
got,
more compliments.
He's got an ass. He's got an ass.
I get more compliments on my ass than anything else.
Really?
I've gotten the last 6 months. I've put on a bit of weight, and I've noticed whenever I wear leggings, it's like my ass is. Like, I've never had that much attention from guys before where I'm, 2 o'clock in the afternoon walking and they're just like, and like the other guys, weird black guy, like come up to me, started walking along with me and he was like, oh, the milkshake, oh, and I just had to go away, I don't know you.
That is one thing.
Kind of like, milkshake, where? I love milkshakes.
That is one thing.
But
get meats and cheeses? Meats and cheeses with milkshakes?
I had a drunk comic come up to me the other night. And
do you
want to
be my friend? Do you have milkshakes? How much milkshakes do you have? Oh, I love milkshakes. Can you take me there?
Hey.
There's definitely a creepier vibe coming from men now where if I'm talking to them and they go, like it's even like a comic the other day, he was really drunk and he's like, oh, I remember when you first moved here, you were quite, you know, you're bigger than you are now. I was like, yeah. He's like,
but now it's all that one titty.
Good. Now you're looking good. I was like, okay, I'll see you later. I hope you don't remember this tomorrow.
See, butts for me, I don't know. I like a nice butt so, I can appreciate, like a sunset. But
I like a sunrise.
There's something deeply ingrained in me. When I see a nice set of big titties, I am over the moon.
Well, can I ask you a question? When you're with a girl, what's the first thing you go for?
The titties.
Really?
Yeah.
I go right for the just a mash.
No, you got to go right into the puss because at that point, there's no turning back.
What? I went to a strip. I went and got a lap dance once.
No, if you get
back
in there, if you feel wet, it's over.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's once you can get in.
I'm talking about purveying the territory. It's like the mash. Sweat on top of big titties, like right here.
Oh. You know what it is,
Dan? Best. What are you talking about?
Dan, I might be a titty guy, too, but
put
you know
your
what it is, dude?
Right in there.
I don't like big titties.
What? I'm going to slap you in the mouth.
I like a nice flat. No. I like a,
nice flat.
Like a boy body. No. I like I like a nice B cup, like a nice
what?
Firm B cup.
I like a heavy chested woman.
D.
I'm talking about. I like titty fucking. Man. Titty fucking for me is.
Yeah, but you got a big dick. I can't titty fuck.
It's.
I've titty fucked.
It's
pathetic. I actually titty fucked a girl with small titties. It's hilarious. Dude. Dude, oh shit, dude! It really looks like an artist drew it, but they didn't know proportions.
Yeah, like there was too late to go back.
Titty fucking is really hard to master, but once you
especially
get
when
it
you
going.
Got a club tit.
Oh. My ex-girlfriend was the best.
The best.
I don't like titty fucking.
Cause she, what? It's
you gotta
the
get
best.
The writ, like
it's the dumbest.
It is
thing.
Stupid,
it
is. But
no, it's not. It's soft.
Silly. Yeah.
Fuck everybody.
It's
I'm
silly.
On team titty fuck.
Really? Once you get the hang of it, it's
love
really
it.
Good.
All right.
Love it.
Yeah. Stupid. You gotta get the hang of it.
Especially if the chick likes the, likes it when you spit.
I've
right
never
there.
Come titty fucking.
Well, I have came a ton.
I just came now.
Oh my god, this is turning.
You know you hate it.
I hate it.
Why do you hate
fucking,
it?
Because he's an American.
I feel like, I feel like both of us like it a little bit. And it just doesn't make sense.
I
how does she even like it all? My sweaty, hairy balls just rubbing up against her.
Yeah,
skin.
But Louis.
My asshole is on her chest. It's just
wait,
fucking
what
gross.
Are you, how are you?
Just,
how are you
I'm
doing
sitting
it
on
wrong.
It? Like what the fuck? It's
you're
dumb.
Doing, you're
it's
doing
dumb.
It wrong. If your dumb. Asshole is on her chest, you're if doing
my,
it wrong.
My, it's on her navel. My asshole and her navel is matched up.
You open a black hole.
Connect the dots.
Dinosaurs are flying out.
Open up some weird Stargate on her fucking.
But I'm not straddling
an
her.
older Michael Che runs through a black hole. It's like, you gotta stop doing this right now.
Hey, young blood, stop it. You're changing that.
You do it, Louis, because like one must have a hint of color. Do you know what I mean? Like you have sex normally, and then like a little titty fuck in between. It's kind of like a bit of fun.
No,
just
it's
changing it up.
No. Yeah, I don't
nice.
Just do that.
No. Like a little boom, 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 and you go back to normal shit. You don't smack a girl every
let
time when you have
boom,
sex
boom,
with her.
Boom,
fuck her from the back. What?
No, I mean, do you fuck? No, I'm not saying I don't like foreplay. I want to do foreplay. I'll fucking suck on her pussy or her asshole or fucking finger or suck
that's
on her titties.
That's foreplay. You're sucking assholes.
Yeah. Oh, you probably
that's,
don't eat
like,
asshole either, do you?
Black
dude, Michael, dude, you are boring in bed.
No, I don't think so.
Black dudes don't eat pussy or asshole.
I guess they
no, that's
big
not
old
true.
Dicks
I
they don't need
pussy.
To.
You eat pussy?
Of course.
A lot of black dudes don't eat pussy.
A lot of black dudes don't admit they eat pussy.
It's a pride
every
thing.
Black guy eats pussy. Trust me.
Every black guy.
Just like they say black girls don't suck dick, but that's
oh,
not true.
Oh, I've gotten
either.
Some unbelievable blowjobs.
The best
from
in
black
the world.
Which, by the
it's
way,
really? Great.
Oral sex is going to be on the fucking. Now this whole Michael Douglas thing hit.
Yeah.
Oral sex
oh,
is going to
yes.
go down, bro.
No, I doubt it.
Cancer's going up.
What'd you say?
Cancer's going up.
That's no, well, first of all, first of all.
No, wait a minute. That was good, and you guys didn't acknowledge it.
No, I got it. That was good.
I didn't get it until now.
That was cancer. That was right. Cancer is going up. Did
yeah.
that help?
Yeah, well, there you go. Your American accent really sold it.
I think people are going to be afraid, especially young people.
That's crazy, though, that fucking story about Michael Douglas.
Well, no, here's the
young
thing.
Young people are going to be, this dude, AIDS has been around for 30 years. People still don't yeah. back up. You think cancer's going to change
yeah.
something? You can cure
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it's a little different, dude.
You can cure cancer.
It's a little
there'll just
different.
Be more walks.
Because yeah. it's not, with cancer, it's not all blacks and gays.
No,
I'm kidding.
Oh, that was a good.
Good.
One.
That was good.
Damn, that was
I'm not gonna like. I loved that one.
This is a white man disease. We need to get to the bottom of this shit.
Finally,
now.
We found something that can get the white man down. But listen, how did they get it? Is it because like he went down on a girl?
HPV. No, HPV.
Yeah.
Can cause cancer. However, he didn't. If you read the full transcript of what he said, he didn't say he got it from eating pussy. He said there's a chance that he could have gotten HPV, which can cause throat cancer. There is a rise in correlation between HPV and throat cancer.
Right.
That is true. But also, listen, this is like shit where all of a sudden now deodorant might be causing cancer. Like there's a bunch of shit. We're overpopulating.
Fucking yeah,
the earth is trying to buck us.
Natural selection, dude. Look, everyone has HPV. That's like a fact.
Four out of five sexually active adults
have
HPV.
I don't. I got tested like 3 months ago.
Kelly,
3 months ago. I don't
no,
have
no,
it.
No, you don't have the cells that cause cancer. But my doctor told me this, dude. He said literally if you swab your arm, anybody's arm, if you swab a doorknob, you're going to get HPV cells. It's just it's everywhere. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
And if you've ever had, here's the thing, if you've ever had genital warts, that's actually the better form of HPV.
The best form of HPV.
Because they said that if you have HPV and it does not show in warts, that's, they believe, the
shit.
Kind that can cause cancer. And guess who got rid of his warts? 7 years ago. Wearing a bag.
They're lying dormant.
Yeah.
No, they're not. Why would you say that shit?
They are.
No, they're not.
One day you're going to get really stressed out, Dan, and they're going to come back.
I'm stressed out right now.
That's yeah, warts hang around.
Warts hang around, yeah. Dude.
Nah, when you burn them off.
Nah, they're always in your bloodstream. It's a virus. It
honestly, warts
away.
The big idea.
What? Warts? Warts the big idea. I hate you.
Warts the problem in this room.
Yo, when did you get punny?
Bob Newhart walk into the fucking room.
But I don't think it slows down eating pussy or sucking dick.
No, no, I think no, it will do with young people. I really do.
You think it will?
I really do.
I do. I agree with Lewis. I think it will. I think they're going to get young guys, like 19-year-old guys, that are really selfish in bed because they haven't learned anything yet. No, I think because they're selfish because they haven't learned anything yet. They don't know how to, like, you know, go above themselves. That's their excuse now.
This keeps going back to some story about Kelly fucking a 19-year-old guy one time that didn't do anything but come in her belly and leave. And now she's furious.
No.
Keep on bringing it up.
Saran wrap.
What?
Well, have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Besides on a hooker or a bachelor party?
Saran wrap.
Is that the stuff that you wrap up your sandwich with before you go to school?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because you
put
still
that on a vagina.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. You need pussy.
Dental dam, bro.
Yeah, man.
Why would you do that?
It's still warm and it's still.
Because hookers won't let you eat their pussy without it.
He's got a good point.
Do you do that now or did you do that before?
I did it like. When
you don't do it anymore.
No. I'll
if I was with a guy and he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna eat out your pussy," and then he grabbed out this freaking wrap, he was like, "All right, lie down, get comfortable."
You're not a hooker.
Yet.
I just couldn't do it because I can't imagine looking at the vagina like this.
No, you don't. What's funny? You know what the funniest thing is? Is when you're peeling it off. You're like,
no.
And thank you.
Hold it back up. Put it in your pocket.
It's like a brook. You just pull that in your fifth pocket in your jeans.
The dental dam.
Wallet.
If you'll excuse me.
The dental dam, you just take off, you blow it up like a balloon, and you tie it in a knot and give it to her.
Happy birthday.
Draw a smiley face on it.
But like I said, I'm the king of eating pussy from behind, which is one of the greatest things.
Really?
I still don't understand.
Dan is the king of having shit on his nose. You had your pointy, like, in the asshole nose that you have.
Right. That's why chicks love it.
Labrador soda. Just fucking right in there. Nose in the ass.
Come here, boy. What's that? What do you smell, boy? What's that, huh?
What is that?
You gonna eat some dick?
Get it, boy. Get it.
Go get a pussy. Get the pussy, Dan.
Is that peanut butter? Is that peanut butter?
Yeah.
He's such a good boy.
Sit. Sit. Sit.
No.
Down. All right, go get it.
It's the worst.
That's the filthiest YKW, I think.
It's fucking filthy.
That sound is the best.
I want to tell you about the time that I nearly had a threesome.
All right.
It didn't happen. So,
awful end of that story that I already know.
Way to really blow it.
No, it was a guy that I was dating at the time, and I was doing a lot of drugs. And it was his best friend, and all three of us were like making out on the couch. So I was sitting in the middle. I just went back from one to the other. I was really high at the time because I'd had some speed. I'd snorted some ecstasy and then just had some coke as well.
What, were you backstage at a fucking Poison concert?
And it didn't happen?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You are the worst.
Something happened where I realized what was going on, but then I went to his bedroom and I fucked the guy that I was with. And the next day I woke up and there was blood all over my nose. I'd had a blood nose during sex. And none of us noticed because we're so fucking high. And you know where it was? It was Chapel Street. Now, Nick will concur that Chapel Street is
Melbourne.
Everyone gets, it's like nightclub city. Everyone gets high and it's very drug. Look back, I was like,
I would have been.
There's clubs.
Dude, I used
furious.
To do cocktails.
There's recovery clubs that close at 4 p.m. the next day. So you get fucked up. Then you go to the recovery club at like 8 a.m. and people are all just off their faces. And then you go to the recovery club because everybody's going to be off their face. And then you just
so Kelly was one of these kids.
Yeah,
but I don't understand. You know how
Kelly
mad
used to be
I
the
am?
Girl with the dragon tattoo. Solve crime.
I'm more upset for the friend of the guy you were dating who just had to make out with
him. He'd have just done a load of coke. There's no way he's going to get hard anyway. Guys can get hard off coke.
Oh,
so
no.
He was kind of soft. It wasn't going to happen.
Two dudes.
Well, you couldn't get a threesome on speed. Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah, but drugs like coke is the worst for dick.
I can get a hard on coke. I can't come on coke.
Weed. I can't do weed.
You know what's funny? I can't come on weed, but I can get my dick hard.
I can't. I had a weed cookie and
didn't work.
It did not. I was terrified because you get paranoid.
Yeah.
So like, oh shit! I don't know.
By the end of my drinking, if I had like four or five drinks in me, no way I'm blowing a load.
4 or 5.
Yeah, if I just had any alcohol, I got super dick.
Wow.
It used to take me a
what
lot.
What do you call it? Super dick?
Super
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, you just go forever.
Oh, I never come. That's really annoying.
You're like,
yeah, it's very
and
annoying.
I feel bad.
Oh,
whenever
there's nothing
I
worse. Exercising.
Start swelling up.
Just sweating, sweating
right,
into her
shut
mouth.
Up. Everyone be quiet. Everyone what? Be quiet. I'll be quiet for a second.
It's that guy that shows that threesome with. He's calling.
Yeah. My ears were ringing.
Hello? Hello? Where's the mic on this thing?
Bobby, she's blowing this on the podcast.
So awful.
She just sucked out the momentum we had going. And I don't mean in the fun kind.
Bobby?
Turn it on speaker, you
it
fucking
is on speaker.
Dolt.
Well, why don't you plug it in?
Yeah.
I can only hear you.
There we go. That's
yeah,
good.
No, we can hear you.
I
want
to call Dan to do her phone.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Turn that off.
It's working. Louis is just making fun of me.
Sounds like a goddamn generator. Yeah. Sounds like we're doing this in a fucking...
Yeah, turn the aircon off.
All right, Bobby's calling Dan's phone now because Kelly blew it
no.
again.
No, you just fucking attack all the time, Louis. You want to see people fail.
Whoa, Kelly, hey. That's not true. I want to see you fail. You're not even a person to me.
Kelly, I think you're a person.
Thank you, Danny.
Very lopsided titty person.
Club tit is my favorite thing.
Lopsided titty.
Club tit might be the line of the fucking year
it's
so far.
It's fucking amazing.
You guys are sons of bitches.
So anyway.
You think that your balls are
Bobby!
All even?
Hey, Bobby.
My God, it sounds so much better. The fucking middle of the song.
Oh, see? That's that feature money. I know I did, because I backed it up, because I'm a suck-up.
Oh, you backed it up. What's up? Is she fucking picked up?
Just let it all out, dude.
Is she fucking the podcast up?
No, it's actually, we're actually having a really good time, surprisingly.
It started bad.
No, Louis.
The lineup she picked. She picked a fucking nice A-team lineup.
I know.
Like, hey, when I'm not there, Louis, you, who else?
Nick.
Australian?
Nick the stuntman Cody.
All right, she's got an A with a B.
But if you convert it into Australian, he's an A.
He's an A in Australia. He's a B.
If you bring him to where the toilets flush right, he's a B.
All right, well, I'm sitting here with my baby.
You mean the baby that's more adorable than James Gomez? It's a great-looking baby. And I'll tell you this, peaceful.
My baby doesn't sit in a tree by a barn.
Louis's face is unbelievable right now.
Louis is a fuming.
Did he push the mic away?
No, he's just
he's
staring
about to.
At
there
it.
He
there
goes.
It is. Yeah. Now he did.
Louis, you got a beautiful baby. Not as pretty as mine, but whatever.
There you go.
I hope it's not your kid.
Whoa.
Hey.
I hope
not either. Good looking.
I hope fucking.
I
want
to meet the twink that banged my wife.
Well, Bobby, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much. Can I just say one thing to Michael?
Yeah, say it.
Is Mike, you there?
I'm here. Congratulations, Bobby.
Stop getting shit. We get it.
What did he say?
He said, stop getting shit.
Talented. We get it.
I'll do my best. To fuck it up.
Don't worry.
Stop being so fucking successful so quick.
Bobby,
right? Stop
Bobby.
Fucking with everybody's self-esteem.
Bobby, if I've noticed one thing about, I think Michael Che might be the next Wesley Snipes.
So I hope he's fucking, he can't come back into the country because it's tax evasion.
Well, congratulations, Bobby.
Congrats, Bobby.
All right, guys, I wish I could be the next to take it over. Kelly, thank you. Dan, I love you, buddy.
All right, love
thank
you.
Thank you, Bobby.
And you know
say
what?
Say, Bobby.
I just have to hang out in around 20 years.
Yeah. Now, Bobby, this is going to be the only time you'll ever hear me say this, but Kelly's done a fantastic job of hosting this podcast.
Aww.
That's good. I'm very proud.
I'm just kidding. All right, I'll see you later, buddy.
I was like, were we just telling him lies?
What?
Have a good one, Bobby. I just did. I got him right when he said hung up. Maybe the teacher has become the student. Wait, student become. Back to the lopsided titties. So.
No lopsided titty. I got to read through some of our sponsors. So everyone, if you listen every week, you know that we've got some sponsors for you. First one, Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com. Lewis and Dan, you guys bought some headphones?
I did.
You did?
Tweaked Audio. Great. Yep.
I bought 17 pairs.
He didn't give one to his
baby's mom.
No.
Because
he's a piece of shit.
I tie them
shit.
All together and I hit them. I hit her with them.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well, when you go to Tweaked
Most
Audio.
Most expensive whip.
When you go to tweakedaudio.com.
But I got it for 33% off because he used a promo code DUDE.
Thank you. Okay. I was going to yell at you for interrupting me, but if you're going to help me along, that's good. Tweaked Audio. Use the promo code DUDE. And what do you get, Lewis? You get free shipping.
Free shipping. They have 8 different styles of headphones. They have fucking 8 different colors. They have ones that you use for working out. They have, they're all in ear. They have ones that are made out of wood.
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that? They made headphones out of wood.
They're inexpensive, but they're tough and they're durable and they're good.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Fuck my Apple headphones. They're the worst.
Yeah, you can't beat a bitch with Apple headphones.
Stop it, Lewis.
You can't.
All the time.
Stop it.
So tweakedaudio.com, put in the code DUDE, get 33% off free shipping. Can you guys hear me? Am I very loud at all?
No, you're
fine.
Yeah, we're okay.
I want to be louder.
I think we're good.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there. Ooh. I want a lot of things in life,
Okay, okay, wait. Okay, so tweakedaudio.com, code word DUDE. And also you want to go to rightcast.com/Robert Kelly. Click on the Amazon link that you get this podcast every week for free. So we rely on your donations and your help to keep us going so we can buy stuff for the studio. In a few weeks' time, we'll be moving into the new studio, which we're going to hook up with video content for you. So anything really helps. So if you go to amazon.com, buy yourself whatever you need, but just do it through our Amazon link on the rightcast/Robert Kelly page, not the hammer fisting page.
I think it's actually backslash.
It is backslash.
It is not, it's Robert, not forward slash.
Is it forward?
It's backslash.
Fucking Lewis, you really fucked this up.
It's backslash. It is. I'm not being a dick.
Hang on.
It's fine. Just
it doesn't matter.
It's they know what it is.
It's a line. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a line that you press. You'll get there. So click on the Amazon. Like when you buy something for yourself, that helps us out so we can buy stuff for the studio. Same with Gamefly. When you click on the Gamefly link on rightcast.com/Robert Kelly, it automatically comes up with a connection to us. Every time you buy with the Gamefly, we get a nice little thing for us as well. And it's a 14-day trial.
Oh, my God. $14.95. You really butchered that
I don't do the
right
games.
There. You know that one, right?
I've bought stuff with...
Will you go to the Riotcast page for Robert Kelly? YKWD Riotcast. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
YKWD Riotcast page.
Stutter.
Click on the Gamefly.com link. Use that link for the 15-day, 2-game free trial.
Yeah.
2 games is Netflix of video games. You get free shit. YKWD is giving you 2 weeks or 15 days of free usage of one of the best services in the world. So if you play video games, obviously you've heard of this service.
Yeah.
You should take advantage of it, even if you don't play video games, because you love
seriously?
The show.
Seriously, because I'm going to do that.
It's great.
Because I have a PlayStation. I have like 2 games.
No,
for
do
it.
Yeah, do Gamefly.
But no, I'm definitely going to do it.
15 days and you get a free trial. You don't got to keep it. If you obviously they want you to keep it.
Yeah.
But try it out. See if it works for you. It's 2 games for free.
I don't know anything about video games, but like I want some.
Oh, really? Yeah,
you don't want to invest $70-$80 a game. You want to, you know, you with this, you it's like $10-$15 a month depending on the package you get. And then you get unlimited video games.
What I want to see you get addicted to video games and then your career. What happened to Uncle Che?
He'll just be more successful than ever for some reason.
He's a savant. You're like my Uncle Health Code. And also we want to look at the other on rightcast.com or the other podcasts that we have to offer. So Hammer Fisting is one of them. Lewis, I don't like the way you're looking at me. I hate it. You're so...
judgmental.
Yeah. Comedy Cellar podcast is really great as well. And the Glory Hole. The other week, you should listen to Glory Hole. Had was it Billy Hayes, the original writer of Midnight Express? You know, the guy that got arrested for drug smuggling in Turkey in the 80s. Does anyone know?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you remember? Yeah. He's great. It's a really good episode. Glory Hole. Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane as well. Who else we got? Davey Mack, sports program.
Jim Florentine.
Bailey J. The... fucking, I was at a website the other day. I found myself there upon a journey. She's so fucking hot. I can't even handle her.
She has a dick.
Yeah, but
it's
she's
a dude.
Just,
yeah, that's what she's saying. Let her finish.
Yeah. She's so fucking beautiful. And then Weird Medicine, Mad Scientist Party Hour. So go and check out everyone else. It's good. Everyone's great. He's going to hate that pod.
Jesus.
You guys, well, you're looking at your phone. You're waiting.
No, I'm not.
Fail.
No, I'm not. I wasn't looking at my phone. If Bobby listens to this, I wasn't looking at my phone at all. I don't even have a phone. I don't believe in phones. Phones are gross.
Yeah. Hit her and pat her through those plugs.
Right. Dan was looking at his phone. He was trying to figure out why it cut out during the call to Bobby. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Something happened. Weird.
It's fucked. Okay. Fuck you. What? Yes, Lewis, you look very inquisitive. What can I help you with?
Nothing.
Yeah?
Kelly, I think you did a great job today.
Well, I hope so. Thank and you, Danny.
Is it over?
I think Rose a great...
She's great.
Rose go hot. Rose hot.
Go, yeah.
Rose, you are very attractive, but we're going to keep you at arm's length because your father is extremely dangerous.
Yep, Rose Hill.
He's really like some five fingers of
He death. Makes men disappear.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
That's
shit.
Wait, that's her father is Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat.
Your soul is mine.
Think of Batman plus Iron Man.
Wait, that's
plus
Tony,
the
Tony,
Hulk.
Wait, what?
Wait, Tony, he's the Avengers?
Tony Stark is... Wait, is Stark or Stark? Whatever the
Stark.
Batman and Iron Man?
I don't watch Iron Man, no offense.
It's like Baron Man.
No offense.
To whoever's out there who likes him.
That means nothing.
That means
what
nothing
do you study
me.
At school?
I'm studying
really
screenwriting.
High pants?
These are cool. These are very in now.
Those were in when my mom had me in 83.
And they're back. And they're back. Mom and better
back.
Than ever.
Mom
so.
Jeans will never be
Bro,
back.
Bro, don't you ever take...
And they give me a butt, which is what I need.
Okay. Bro, don't you ever take fucking...
If you heard our argument before, no, you don't.
Fashion cues off Lewis. Don't you ever let him make you bad about what you wear, because he just has to look at himself.
You ever get your navel caught in a zipper?
Hey, Ro, what's it like voting for Reagan? Where do you stand on the Iran-Contra Jeez. Scandal?
I bet you can put your nipple in your pocket.
Oh, fuck, she's got female Urkel pants.
She's great. Shut up. She's not a comic. She can't.
Ro, how do you feel about the new flavor of Coca-Cola? Do you like the new Coke or do you like the old Coke?
No, what do you...
No, all right, okay. All right.
Do you need a bra when your belt's holding up? All right, yeah.
She's not a comic.
We like your jeans.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ro, you look great. Don't ever listen to me.
Look, Ro can Ro is beautiful, okay? Yeah. She can get some shit about her dumb pants, all right?
Just because she's gorgeous in her jeans.
We're telling you what guys think of your pants.
Don't tell me that because I wear them out a lot.
I'm telling you that guys hate them.
They hit on me.
Wait, because you're hot. It's fine. We don't. Of course, you can wear a goddamn fucking tutu. We don't give a shit.
Tutus are hot.
No, they're not.
They are. They are.
Yeah, they are hot. If you're a dude that drives a windowless van, they're gross. If you pay taxes, support your local congressman.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Back to Kelly's lopsided titties. Too much attention on you. Oh, what's up,
old
lopsided titty?
Oh, back in.
Old misproportioned bags.
I heard she's back in town. Better rally up.
Everyone says that the crops brought in an old lopsided titty.
The rains are coming.
She used to rob trains by distracting them with her longer left boob.
Oh, boy.
I heard a story that her father put some weights on one of her titties and it stretched out. All right. Lewis is checking his phone. I'm tattling. I'm a tattletale.
That is the funnest voice I think you've ever done.
Well, basically just a terrible Sam Elliott.
You got to take forever to just go, well.
Lopsided titty. Stuka.
Oh, man.
Nick Cody.
Yes.
How long are you in the States for?
Until June 14th.
All right.
Oh, that long?
It's my dead father's birthday.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing the mood down, Nick. Jesus Christ. I apologize. For bringing that up. Dan, I really appreciate it.
Hey, my mom's boyfriend hit me when I was a kid. You want to talk about that too?
I apologize on behalf of my country.
It's all right. At Nick Cody?
The Nick Cody.
All right. Fucking arrogant bastard. What are you, a Southern Dame? Oh, Rose, these jeans are keeping in the heat.
All right. Michael Che, where are you going to be at? This probably won't come out in another week.
I'll be in Bonnaroo.
Ah, fuck you, man.
And, it's going to be fun. And Punchline San Francisco. And, well, you can just check it out. Che Thinks on Twitter. I tell everybody where my dates are. Or MichaelCheh.com.
Beautiful. Dan Soto, where are you going to be, huh?
We'll be at Nick's Comedy Strap in fucking Boston. June 14th and 15th. And then in July... I'll be Kansas City at the Denver Comedy Works and Marco Island, Florida. Ooh, and the House of Comedy in Minnesota at the end of the month. Go to that.
Ooh.
House of Comedy, Mall of America, Minneapolis.
Ooh.
Come on out and bring your cheeses.
Fun room.
It sounds like fun.
I'm excited to do it. So, and dansoder.com.
And Luis J. Gomez, what do you have for the table?
I'll be the North by Northeast Festival this June 13th through 16th. I'm doing a bunch of shows. Actually, it's actually going to be awesome. Big J's going up there now. Awesome. Fucking Berg, Dave Smith. And then at the end of the month, we're doing
Foxwoods.
Comics at Foxwoods. Me, Kelly Fasuka, and Bobby Kelly. And
27th, 28th, 29th of June.
Yeah.
Three shows. And then we've got a nasty show on the Saturday. If we get enough people down, we're going to try and do a live podcast for everybody. So
don't wait.
Don't like wait until the day to buy the tickets. Buy the tickets now. Buy them all now. And that way there we can tell which night we're going to do it. If everyone's coming on a Friday night, we'll do it on the Friday. But if you go buy them all on the day and then sold out on the day, we can't prepare. So buy tickets beforehand.
Go see it. It'll be great.
Go see Kelly, Lewis, Bobby.
Yeah. And
go
then
to
also,
RobertKellyLive.com.
I want people to come to this too, actually. It's going to be one of my last shows in New York that I'm doing. My buddy Dave is doing a Caroline's breakout show on July 9th at Caroline's in Times Square. July 9th. I'm going to be featuring... And it's going to be one of my last shows before I move out
when
to
do you
California.
Leave?
I'm leaving the last week of July, but it's like it's going to be a big show.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be like a fun show to go to. Dave's fucking a beast. Really, really funny. Smart.
Really funny.
Yeah, I
smart
like
smart comedian, and he's about to blow up. And yeah, it'll be one of my last times
don't
to see
go,
me. Definitely
Lewis.
The last time to see
going
me.
Going to LA?
Yeah, I'm going to LA.
Oh,
I'm out.
Nice.
No,
I'm
don't
fucking
go.
Out. Yeah, now I'm going more because you're saying that.
No.
I might push it back up a couple weeks.
I don't know.
I
wish you would push it up a couple years ago.
That's just mean, Dan.
Well, I love Lewis, and we're.
I don't want him to
out.
Go. I'm being serious.
Well, you know,
Kelly, what do you want to plug? Underbelly, we get it.
Under your belly.
2-year anniversary show on the 6th of July. 2 years, a lot of big stuff planned. It's a great show. It's so fun. It's such a fun show. We had such a great show last week. You guys can shit on it all you want. It's fucking great.
Oh, that's kind of a badass move.
Yeah, guys, if you're fans of stand-up comedians and
not doing
the art of stand-up comedy and, you know, you understand the struggle of getting stage time and really practicing and honing your skill and
so
art. If you really understand any of that stuff.
That you're shitting on a show
it's
that
actually,
you want to promote. It's actually a fun,
it's a
fun
show.
Show.
What happens there? I don't know what happens.
Where it's like comics, but they're not allowed to do their stand-up. They've got to do something else. So it's like people that have these like fucking like tricks that they can do or like... Like music, you never knew that.
It's a talent show with comedians, different talents besides their
talent. It has to be funny though. It has to be funny, you know what I mean?
Kelly was inspired because she looked in the mirror and realized she had no comedic talent. So.
Well,
at least we're leaving on truth. I'm just kidding.
This is the truth with Lewis J. Gomez.
Anything else? Plugged everything? Everyone said everything I needed
follow
to
me
say.
On Twitter. I don't have enough Twitter followers.
I think you got
and
enough.
So you shouldn't. Why do people know? People want to know what you think about black people. That's it. Fucking, it's bullshit. It's done. Go to LA. Fine. Leave me.
What? You said 15 different things there.
I don't want you to leave.
All right.
All right. Let's get out of here. Bye, guys. Sorry.
What?
So,
don't stop filming my face, don't stop